Welcome to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the nuts and bolts of artificial intelligence and machine learning. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex world of AI.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask all the questions you're thinking at home so you don't have to Google them later. Today, we're tackling a topic that sounds like it's straight out of a futuristic movie: mastering AI caching strategies for scalable machine learning systems.
That's right, Jamie. It's a topic that's as exciting as it sounds complex. But don't worry, we're here to break it down for you. AI caching is essentially about making AI systems faster, cheaper, and more efficient by remembering stuff it's already seen or done.
So it's like when I walk into a room and forget why I'm there, but my brain doesn't have caching, so I have to walk back out to remember.
Exactly, Jamie. If only our brains had an effective caching strategy. But in AI, caching reduces redundant computation by storing and reusing previous inference results, which is crucial for systems like recommendation engines, chatbots, or image tagging APIs.
Ah, so it's all about not reinventing the wheel. Got it. But how does it actually work in AI systems?
Great question. Let's say you have a recommendation system. Instead of recalculating recommendations for every user each time, you cache or store these recommendations. When the same user comes back, you can quickly retrieve the cached data without going through the whole computation process again.
Sounds efficient, but I'm guessing there's a catch or two with this caching magic.
As with everything in tech, there are challenges. One big one is cache staleness, where the cached data becomes outdated. Imagine recommending summer dresses to someone when it's already winter.
Not very useful, unless you're planning a vacation. How do AI systems avoid giving me winter boots in July?
By using strategies like setting a time to live for cached data or monitoring data freshness policies. It's all about balancing speed with accuracy.
Got it. But I'm curious, where does all this cached data live? In some sort of digital library?
Sort of. There are different places to store cached data, like in-memory stores or databases like Redis. Each has its own benefits, depending on the use case and the system's needs.
Redis? I've heard of it. Isn't that what web developers use to make websites faster?
Exactly. Redis is popular for caching because it's lightning fast, but it's also versatile enough to be used in AI workloads for things like feature caching or model output caching.
Speaking of which, could you give us a quick rundown of the types of AI caching? I remember there being a few.
Sure. At a high level, there's data caching, where raw input data is stored. Feature caching, which is about saving computed features or embeddings, and model output caching, where final inference results are kept. Each type serves different performance goals and helps tackle the main challenge, making AI systems faster and more cost-effective.
That's quite a bit to manage. I bet there are some common pitfalls.
You'd win that bet. Common issues include overcaching, where too many unique entries slow down the system, and inconsistent keys, which can lead to cache misses. Not to mention security concerns with caching sensitive data.
Yikes. So it's not just set it and forget it. Sounds like AI caching needs a lot of fine-tuning.
Absolutely. It's a balancing act. But when done right, caching can dramatically reduce inference costs and latency, making AI systems more scalable and efficient.
This has been a mind-opening discussion, Alex. I feel like I'm ready to cache all my life's actions to be more efficient.
Just don't forget to invalidate your cache occasionally, Jamie. We wouldn't want stale data affecting your decisions.
No danger of that? My life updates too frequently for caching to keep up.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We hope you found our dive into AI caching strategies enlightening and entertaining.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the world of AI and machine learning. Until next time, keep your caches fresh and your queries fast.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.